I'm Francis Partridge. I was born March 1900, so it's very easy not to forget my age. The Bloomsburys were obviously a great influence in my life. If you heard their voice, it was something very emphatic about it. I found afterwards that it was based on the Strachey family. They would say, "I don't believe a single word you say." That's the kind of line it took. Very emphatic. Well, I think that they didn't pay any attention to rules, or so it seemed. I mean, they weren't conventional. They did more or less what they liked. They didn't care what other people thought much. One noticed the freedom when you weren't with them, when you were with ordinary, conventional people. It was a form of freedom. So they seemed more natural and more to be desired, certainly, than conventional people. I got the hatred of conventions, rather, as a result of them. It was independence, because my mother was a fairly unconventional woman, and I came to her house in London when my father died, and I had a room of my own. It was very much my own, and I could be there as much as I liked. But I had to look about and find work to do. I had no job, and I therefore took a job in a bookshop, which was a rather nice bookshop. It was run by two young men, one my brother-in-law, who'd recently married an elder sister, and Birrell & Garnet was a meeting place for all sorts of literary people. People like as far distant as Roger Fry and Vanessa Bell and Duncan Grant, all of them, and the Sitwells, and stray painters and artists and as well. But people would sit down and be in tremendous conversations going on. It simply acquired, I mean, you were allowed to read the books. In the case of Birrell, who was one of my two bosses, he was frightfully grubby always. He was always smoking. And he covered the books with smuts. And the customers used to complain and bring them back. Because we were encouraged to read the books so that we could speak about them to the customers, which I think was a good idea. As soon as one met the denizens of Bloomsbury, the old Bloomsbury, you found they were sort of full of interest in everything. They were full of laughter. There was much fun. It was hilarious and very pleasure-loving, I suppose you would say. But I happened to become a hedonist when I was studying philosophy, so I didn't mind disapprove of that. I thought they were wonderful people, and they were very friendly and kind. Clive Bell was a great reader. He spent about 5 hours every day reading serious books. People didn't give him credit for that, because he had rather a loud laugh. And they thought he was more of a joker than he was, perhaps. I mind terribly that now, very nearly 100 as I am, I haven't been to certain parts of the world. And it's like going into a house and failing to go into some of the rooms. I can't bear the thought of it.